Hello everybody, it's Tani here calling in from New Zealand. Welcome to the class. I just want to check you can all hear me clearly. So if my sound is fairly good, press 1. If it sounds really terrible, press 2 and I'll call back in. Oh good, I'm seeing some ones come up. Excellent. So I'm seeing that at the moment we have about 4 or 5 people on the call. We have Philippa, Haley, Mary, Jasmine and Marcia. So welcome to all of you and welcome to those of you who are going to join in the next few minutes and also to the other 25 or so who are probably going to listen to this on the recording later today or tomorrow. This lesson is the continuation of one that we did last Wednesday or Wednesday here. It might be Tuesday where you are. So if you haven't done last week's lesson, I recommend that you go and do that before you do this one. I think those of you on the call live were all here last week, so you should be fine. Those of you listening on the recording, just make sure you go back and do last week's. We'll go over a little bit again of what we did last week, but we're pretty much just going to pick up from where we left off and continue. So before we start rolling around and doing all the luscious things we're going to do today, I'm going to ask you to start by coming up to standing. Stand quietly for a moment with your eyes closed. Maybe start just by sensing your breathing. How full is your breathing? How much of yourself is participating in your breathing? How do your feet stand on the ground today? Where is the weight in your feet? How sturdy do they feel? How heavy or how light do you feel? Bring your attention to the length of your spine, how tall or short you feel, how wide or narrow you feel. And then open your eyes and just go for a gentle walk around your space just to see the general fluidity or freedom in your body. Last week we were asking the question, what number out of 10 would you be on the slinkometer? How slinky do you feel now? I think by the end of last week's lesson, we'd all gone up quite a few numbers on the slinkometer, so it's always an interesting question. And then find your way down to the floor. Oh, I've just seen Teresa's joined us. Welcome. Then find your way down to the floor, and we'll start doing the lesson. It's always nice to start with a bit of a scan lying down first. This gives us some different information than when we were lying. So lying on the floor, you can have your knees bent or your legs long, whatever's most comfortable for you. And just start by noticing you've done maybe 8 weeks of this class, so you're probably starting to develop some habits about how you use your attention. And those are just as interesting as the habits of how we move. So I'm just going to start by asking you to notice where do you send your attention to first in your body? Is there a particular place you tend to sense first? Or do you tend to notice the places that feel uncomfortable or sore first? Or maybe you tend to notice those places that feel easier or nicer first? We all have different habits. Perhaps you tend to notice the places that are lifted off the floor or the places that are touching the floor or sinking into the floor. And you start to send your attention through the back surface of your body. You can start from the top of your head or from the bottom of your feet and just work all the way up or all the way down. Just quickly sensing different places on the way up or different places on the way down. Noticing how your body weight is distributed on the floor today. Which places feel wider, which places feel heavier. Which places feel more awake or more solid or more colourful? Are there some places that you simply can't feel at all? And so last week we started by looking at a really easy way of bringing your knees up over your chest. So we're going to come back to that in a moment. But before we do, I'm going to ask you to do something that's not too nice. I'm just going to ask you to come up to sitting. So bring yourself up to sitting on the floor and just pause once you're sitting. It might take some people a few seconds or even a minute or so to come up. And once you're sitting, just notice think back, how did you get from lying to sitting there? Did you push with your arms? Did you roll to the side? Did you come straight up through the middle? Did you use your abdominals or your legs or your arms? Did you scrunch up your eyes or grit your teeth? Did you hold your breath? Now, your answer may be, I have absolutely no idea what I just did. So go back and lie down again. I'm going to ask you to do exactly the same thing you just did. Come up the same way you normally do. And just notice, how do you do it? What do you use to push yourself off the floor if you do use something? Which muscles tend to contract? Do you tend to hold your breath or grit your teeth? How many separate movements is it? And then come back down and notice, how do you get back down? How much work does it require? What do you do? How many separate movements is it? Now, if I told you you're going to have to sit up and get down and sit up and get down and sit up and get down 20 times in a row, would that seem exhausting or would that seem easy? And then let that go and have a rest lying on your back. Bend your knees and stand your feet. Lengthen your right leg. Keep your left leg bent. And let's just revise that movement that we did last week of bringing your right knee up over your chest like a frog. You can use your left foot on the ground to help push. So your leg rolls out to the right, your knee bends, your foot slides towards you, the heel lifts, then the toe lifts, your knee comes up in an arc, out to the side and up over your chest in the middle as your pelvis rolls towards you. And then your pelvis rolls out to the side, your foot finds its way back to the floor and you slide the outside edge of your foot long. Let's just do that a few times, bringing your right knee up over your chest just to remind you of this movement. Noticing when you press through your left foot, when your pelvis rolls, which direction your pelvis rolls. Just familiarizing yourself with this. If you didn't do last week's lesson, then probably best to go back and do that one first because we spent quite a while learning this movement. If there's anyone on the call live who didn't do this class last week, can you press 1 on your phone just so I know? If so, I'll go in a bit more detail. Okay, so everyone on this call live has done the lesson. Brilliant. So now I'm going to get you to bend your right leg, keep your left leg long, and let's just see what it's like to bring the left knee up over your chest in an arc like a frog. Start by rolling the whole leg to the left, bending the knee, sliding the outside edge of the foot up, the heel lifts, then the toes. Press the right foot into the floor to roll your pelvis towards you, and your knee comes up in an arc and then in towards the middle. And then your pelvis rolls out to the left, your little toe finds the floor, your heel, you slide the leg long. And just continue reversing this movement to come back up. Just exploring the frog leg movement with the left leg to bring that leg up over your chest. And then lengthen that leg. Lengthen the other leg and have a rest. So once your brain has learnt these movements, they tend to stick. So you're probably finding that just doing a couple of movements to jog your memory has brought back a lot of what we did last week. Just noticing how the two sides of your pelvis lie on the floor now. The back of the two legs. And now let's see what it's like to do the double frog leg. So the key to this is not just about bending your knees out to the sides and bringing your legs up like a frog, but it's about rolling your pelvis towards you to flatten your lower back. So you roll your legs to the sides, bend the knees, slide the feet towards you, the heels come up, then the toes. And the whole thing is achieved by rolling the pelvis towards you so your lower back flattens. Now that brings your knees towards you and then you just bring them in towards each other at the end. And then let them hang out and at the tiptoes, touch down, then the heels, and then slide your legs long. Now, if this movement is painful or difficult for you at all, just continue doing the legs one leg at a time. There's absolutely no need to do two legs. Only do two legs if it feels easy and you're really clear on how to roll your pelvis towards you. For some people, the movement of bringing the legs back to the floor, which requires the lower back to arch a little bit, can be painful. So if that's the case, just do them one leg at a time. It's absolutely fine. Makes no difference for this lesson. And then leave that, have another brief rest, just noticing even after just a few minutes how the pelvis and lower back are lying on the floor. And then go ahead and place your arms out at shoulder height, out to the sides. And let's just revise a movement that we learned last week with the arms. We learned two versions. One, if your left shoulder is very sore, if it is, take your left hand and just place it in the middle of your chest somewhere. And this version of the movement just requires you to simply slide your left hand along your chest towards your right armpit, down the length of your right arm, to roll your head and roll your body a little bit to the right. And then you slide your hand all the way back to the middle of your chest, even over to the left side of your chest so your elbow can rest on the floor. And then you slide your hand back over to the right, allowing your head to roll to the right, allowing your left shoulder blade to peel away from the floor. Oh my goodness, I just said head. I'm getting a New Zealand accent. It's only been 10 days. Good grief. And then coming back to the middle and having your rest. Now, the other version of this movement, and you're welcome to play with both. As the lesson goes on, you'll definitely find your shoulders will get easier and easier to move. You'll probably find you can end up doing the more physical movement. So this time have both arms out at shoulder height. So your left arm's out to the left, your right arm's out to the right. And the fingers of your left hand, the back of your hand, will start to trail along the floor over to the right. Your elbow bends. And as the fingers keep trailing around the top of your head, over towards your right ear, towards your right elbow, the left elbow starts to lift. And in fact, it crosses over your face to enable your fingers of your right hand to trail all the way over to your right elbow, your right lower arm. And then you trail the fingers of your left hand all the way back. That's a really lovely, delicious movement of the left arm and shoulder. And you start to notice, continue to explore this same movement, noticing the moment when your left elbow wants to lift into the air and cross over your face, your head turns a little bit to the right. The big sweeping arc of the fingers. The next time, your hands all the way over to the left paws. Now, bring your knees up over your chest by rolling your pelvis towards you. Bring your knees up over your chest. Have your knees about shoulder width apart so they're not pressed together. Your feet are about shoulder width apart. Now, you can use whichever arm movement you want. You can either slide your hand over the front of your chest or slide your fingertips in an arc on the floor above your head. And just go ahead and do that movement with your left arm to roll you onto your side. Your right leg comes onto the floor. Your left leg comes onto the floor. And then you bring your arm all the way back. You reverse the movement of the arm. And your left leg comes up into the air, then your right leg, and you end up on your back again. So let's just do that movement a few times, leading with the arm on the way there, leading with the arm on the way back. As I said, as this lesson goes on, those of you who are doing the movement across the front of the body might find you'll start to trail your hand on the floor above your head because it will get easier. And now let's play with doing this movement of rolling to the side and back, leading with your legs. So the right knee will start the movement to the right, then the left knee, then your left hand will trail over the top or slide across the front. Your left knee will come up, then your right knee will come up, and then your hand and arm will respond. So just doing it that way and seeing which feels easier for you, leading with the legs or leading with the arms. And then see what it's like to do both at the same time or whatever combination feels nicest to you. And as you roll to the right, I'd like you to actually roll so far to the right that your face actually sort of kisses the floor a little bit. So your nose and your face point down towards the floor. So that's the finishing position. It's not strictly to the side, it's even past the side. You might even find yourself pressing on your left hand a little bit. Some of you might find your face is kissing your right arm. But it's basically the position is face down rather than face to the side. And then you roll yourself back up onto your back. Just doing that a few more times. Rolling so far over that you end up with your face and nose pointing down and a little bit of weight on your left hand. And then let that go. Have a full rest. I'm hoping that some of you have already been resting before I said rest, because you need to. In these classes, I'm really wanting you to learn to listen to your bodies. If you need to rest before I say to, please do. And lying on the floor now, with your legs long, your arms long, if you need to bend one or both legs, that's fine. Just notice how the two sides of you lie on the floor. So I just went for a long rollerblade this morning because I'm in the most beautiful place in New Zealand by the waterside. And it was just divine. But, you know, you come home and you're a bit sore because you have to use your leg muscles a lot. And so I was really looking forward to teaching this lesson. And I'm just noticing after just doing a little bit to the right that my two shoulders, my two legs, in fact, the whole right side of my body feels completely different to the left. One side feels like it didn't go rollerblading. One side feels like it definitely went rollerblading. So it's quite interesting how quickly things can shift. And you'll find that the more you do this work, the quicker the changes come. So for me, I just need to roll around for a few minutes and I feel completely back to neutral. When I first started Feldenkrais, I used to have to do a full hour of movements before I would really feel a change. So it just depends on how strong these old patterns are in your body and how much rewiring work you've already done through this kind of Feldenkrais process. So some of you may have found that just doing a few frog legs movements today re-evoked or re-awoke what we did last week quite quickly, and others may find it takes almost a whole lesson to feel like that again. That's totally fine. Everyone's different, and each lesson will be different for each person. So now let's see what it's like to bend your knees, stand your feet, and have your arms out at shoulder height. Now, if your right shoulder is sore, you're welcome to do the movement of your right hand sliding across the front of your body. So that way would be place a right hand on the middle of your chest and just start to slide your right hand across to your left armpit and down your left arm until you start to reach your left lower arm or your left hand, and you'll nose starts to point down towards the floor. And then you slide your hand all the way back. Everyone else can do this as well because it's a nice movement. Back towards the middle of your chest, over to the right so your elbow can rest. And then you slide your hand along the front of your chest again until your face can even start to roll down towards the floor. And then those of you who want to try the sliding the fingertips above the head, start to play with that with the right fingertips. The right elbow bends. The right fingertips slide around the top of your head. And at a certain point, your right elbow has to lift and actually cross over the top of your face. Your eyes and face roll to the left. And you end up sliding those fingertips over towards the left wrist or the left elbow. And then you slide the hand in a lovely, delicious arc. It's a really nice movement. If you've got a really soft carpet or a soft blanket under you, it can feel really delicious just luxuriously trailing your fingers in a big arc. This is definitely one of my favorite lessons ever because it's just so delicious. Just noticing how your face rolls to the left. And then pause. Bring your knees up over your chest, remembering to press your lower back into the floor, roll your pelvis towards you, and then end up with your knees quite close to your chest. So with all these movements in today's lesson, your knees need to be fairly close to your chest. That means your back will be a bit rounded. If your knees are far away from your chest, go ahead and push your knees a bit away from your chest. Can you feel how that arches your back? That's going to make today's lesson very hard and quite painful. So make sure you bring your knees close to your chest so your back is rounded. Have your knees and feet a little bit apart. And now choose whichever arm movement you're going to do and start to trail the arm over to the left or slide it across to the left to roll your body onto the left side. Your left leg comes down, then your right. And then you bring yourself onto your back from your arm. And just doing that a few times, leading with the arm. And then do the movement a few times, leading with the leg. So the left leg, then the right leg, then your arm. The right leg, then the left leg, then your arm. Just doing it a few times. And then when you've had enough of that, see what it's like to do both together. And as you do it, as you come over to the left, start to roll a little bit further to the left so that you can actually come onto your right hand a little bit and your face could look down as if you wanted to kiss the floor or smell the floor or look at the floor. And you'll end up with your right hand in a push-up position and you kind of press some weight onto it. And end up with your right hand between your left arm and your knees rather than above your left arm. Just send a bit of weight onto that hand and then trail your arm all the way back up in an arc. So you end up on your back and then come all the way back over onto the left. End up with your hand in a push-up position somewhere on the floor between your left arm and your knee with your face looking down. And then leave it. Have a rest on your back. And just notice how your body's lying on the floor now. So that's pretty much where we got up to at the end of last week's lesson. But it's really important to spend a little bit of time just going over that because it's going to make the rest of the lesson much easier. Noticing the way your body lies on the floor now. Now, come to lying on your right side. Have your knees well bent up towards your chest, so you're really curled up like a ball. If you can have your head on the floor, do so. If you need to pop a towel under there, that's fine. But don't place your right arm under there because you're going to need your arm to be free. So either have your face resting on the floor or have your face resting on a towel. Have your left hand in a push-up position between the right arm and the knees. Now I want you to come into that position that we finished in, which is a little bit of weight on your left hand and your face pointing down. So your nose is pointing down towards the floor a little bit. I want you to imagine a rainbow arc that is on the floor that goes from just underneath your nose all the way to where your two knees are. It's like a rainbow arc on the floor. What I want you to do is I want you to start to sniff along or smell along that arc with your nose. So you feel your chin comes a bit down towards your chest, your head moves down towards your knees a little bit. It's a very small movement. And you need to probably lift your head a little bit to do this. A little bit of weight goes on to that left hand. And if you can't do it, just do it in your imagination. You lift your head a little bit and you're just smelling along this arc towards your left hand, towards your left knees, towards your knees. And then leave it and just rest your head again. And now, just bring your attention to your two legs. So your left leg is lying on top of your right leg. Notice the angle of your left leg. Notice how much that knee is bent. I want you to keep your knee bent at the same angle. So you're not going to be straightening your knee. You're going to keep your knee bent. But I want you to just start to slide your left foot a little bit on the floor behind you. So you're just sliding your left foot over your right foot and on the floor a little bit behind you. If you were to continue the movement, your left foot would touch the back of your head, but obviously you're not going to go anywhere near there. It's only going to be a couple of millimeters, but if you went 2 or 3 meters further, that's where your foot would end up. So that's the direction I'm talking about. So just sliding your left foot back a little bit, your knee will slide down the lower leg on the right, and then slide your foot and your knee back to where they started. So it's a kind of sliding movement. The knee does not lift, the leg does not lift. So you'll feel your left knee caps, your left knee slide, your left inside leg sliding down the length of your right inside leg as your foot reaches back behind you. And you'll notice that that front part of your left hip, that place where your pants will be creasing at the start, the crease will be opening up. That front of your hip will be opening up. You might even feel your belly comes forward a little bit. You might even feel your back gently arches. And then leave that and just rest on your side. Now that's a tricky movement. So if anyone is confused or has a question who's on the call live, feel free to press 5 and I will answer your question. If that all seemed quite clear, then we'll keep going. Okay, I can't see anyone's pressed 5, so that's good. So now, still on your side, have your left hand in a push-up position again. And now we're going to combine the two movements we just did. So remember, the first one was sniffing, smelling along that rainbow arc towards your knees, letting some weight come onto your left hand. So let's just do that once or twice to remind ourselves of that. And then let's combine that with the movement of reaching back with your left foot. So your nose slides along the arc as your foot reaches back and you feel a bit more weight comes onto your left hand. And then you come all the way back to where you started. Some of you might even feel that you lift up into the air a little bit as some weight comes onto your left hand. That's fine. And just coming back down again. We'll just do that 2 or 3 times. And then let everything go, roll onto your back and have a rest. That's probably one of the hardest parts of this lesson, trying to figure that out. So if you found that confusing, don't worry. I promise you it will become clear by the end. This is one of those lessons where you put a million different pieces together and at the end it all suddenly comes together and makes sense. All right, so now what I'd like you to do is come up to side sitting. So come up to sitting, bring yourself up any old way, and come up to sitting with your feet pointing to the left and your knees pointing to the right. So I'll say that again. You're side sitting, your feet are pointed to the left and your knees are pointed to the right. Now I want you to have your knees far enough apart so that the sole of your right foot is touching the front of your left thigh. So the sole of your right foot, if you're getting confused, just use your hands and find where is the sole of your right foot and is it touching the front of your right thigh. That's how far apart your legs have to be. Your feet are pointing to the left, your knees are pointing to the right. Now place your hands on either side of your right knee. So you're kind of looking in the direction that your right knee is pointing. Now what I'd like you to do is let some weight come onto your left hand and just start to slide your right hand a tiny bit forwards and back to where it started. So it's a very small movement of just sliding your right hand a little bit forwards and back to where it started. And each time I want you to slide your right hand a little bit further away from you and then slide it back. And feel how you're folding forwards over your right hip. Your right elbow is coming closer to the floor. Your left elbow might even bend a little bit to help you. And see if you can find a way to put your right elbow on the floor. And coming back up again. And each time start to slide that hand a little bit further. Now, one key to this is to let the top of your head hang down, rather than looking up at the horizon. So let your head hang down and just start to slide your right hand long. You can use your left hand to stabilize you a little bit, that's fine. And you might even find now you don't need to just stop at the bent elbow. You can actually keep your elbow long and you might find you can actually slide quite far away. But how do you come back up again? One thing you could do is push through your left hand to help you come up. That's one strategy. But a more powerful strategy is to think of actually pressing your right thigh, the whole of your right leg, into the floor and feel how that brings you back up to sitting. So your head hangs all the way down, your right hand slides all the way forwards, and then to come back up, just think of pressing your right thigh into the floor. Your bum comes back to find the floor and your head just pops up. And then just take a brief rest here in sitting, side sitting. We'll keep exploring that in a minute. Now, for those of us who are feeling a bit stiff in the hips, just take this very slowly and easily. It will get much easier as we go, I promise. So now bring your hands back on either sides of your right knee. And this time I'd like you to slide your left hand a little bit forwards, just a little bit. Keep the weight on your right hand to help stabilize you, and then slide your left hand back to where it started. And just start to explore the floor with your left hand. As you come forwards, can you feel how your weight folds forwards towards the front of your hip, the front of your pelvis, your belly comes forward, and you're just sort of folding down over that right hip. Let your head just hang. You might even find you can go far enough forward that you can rest your left elbow on the floor. Again, to come up, just think of pressing the whole of your right leg into the floor to come up. And then pause the next time you're sitting up. Have a little rest. You might want to take your legs out of that position for a minute, but stay sitting. Again, during this lesson, if any of those of you on the call live have any questions, just press 5 on your phone or on your computer, or send me a message on Skype and I'll answer it for you. So come back to that position with your legs side sitting, your feet to the left, your knees to the right, and your hands are resting on the floor on either side of your right knee. And now start to slide both your hands a little bit forwards. Let your head hang down and feel yourself fold forwards as if you wanted to kiss your knee. Now, going forwards might be easy, but how do you come back up? Think of pressing the whole of your right leg into the floor to roll your pelvis back, your left buttock finds the floor, and you come all the way up. And then lower your head down, let your head hang, slide your hands forwards. Now, notice, are you pressing your hands into the floor? Do you need to? Could your hands just slide lightly as you allow your body to fold forwards? To come back up, press your right leg into the floor. Now that pressing the right thigh business is really, really crucial. So we're going to just see what it's like to do it without pressing the right thigh. So slide your hands forward as far as is easy and pause there. Now I want you to bring yourself back up to sitting without pressing your right thigh. And just see what happens. It's really hard. You probably find you have to push with your hands one at a time and wriggle yourself up. Lever yourself up. And then come back down again. And now see what it's like to come up by using your right thigh, right leg to press into the floor. So when we use our body intelligently, we're really using the large muscles for the power. Most of us don't tend to use our pelvis for very much, which is a shame because the pelvis gives us most of our power. Now what I'd like you to do is this time slide your hands further away in front of you, further, 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 until you could end up with your right ear resting on your right arm. So that's how far down you keep sliding that right arm, keep sliding it, till you can actually rest your right cheek or your right ear on your right arm and just pause for a moment. And then I want you to think of smelling the floor and coming all the way back up to sitting, using your thigh to press into the floor, and you find you just pop back up. Then let your face come down as if you want to kiss or smell your knee, smell the floor. It's really crucial to have the nose hanging down through this lesson. If you want to smell the floor all the way until you're resting on that right arm, your ear is resting on your arm. And then to come back up, you just once again roll a little bit forwards to smell the floor and then press with your thigh and come back up. The key is to always go by smelling the floor so that the nose is pointing down. And let's do that again. And this time, once you're down with your head rested on your arm, could you actually keep rolling back a little bit. So just a little bit more. So the back of your head starts to come towards the floor. And then you reverse it again. You roll back onto your side. Your nose smells the floor. And you come all the way up. Your thigh presses into the floor and you're sitting. So we're coming slowly back onto our back, but we're going to go a little bit each time. So you slide all the way down, your nose hangs down, you smell the floor, your head rests on your arm, you start to roll further back, your left hand starts to trail over the top of your head, your back finds the floor and you just roll a little bit further back. So maybe now your left knee's pointing a bit up, your arm's a bit above your head on the floor, but you're not all the way back, you're just part of the way back and then reverse the movement, roll back onto your side, your nose smells the floor, you press your left hand into the floor and you press your thigh and you come all the way up. And then the next time you go down, just bring yourself all the way down onto your back, however you like, and have a rest. So we're starting to build some pieces into our picture of coming up and down in this new way. And it really can get very delicious. Just noticing now how the two sides of you are lying on the floor. The two shoulders, the two sides of the pelvis, the two legs, two sides of the lower back. And now bring your arms out to the sides, one on either side. Use your frog legs movement to bring your legs up over your chest. And now in one sweeping movement, either sliding the hand across the body or trailing the fingers above the head on the floor, roll yourself to the side and end up with your weight on your left hand and your nose pointing downwards, and then come back onto your back again. Just reverse it back onto your back. And then come back onto your side. And then come back onto your back. And the next time you're on your side, pause. You're on your right side. Your left hand is in a push-up position. Your nose is pointing down. And now just start to do those two movements of sliding your nose in an arc on the floor, that rainbow arc towards your knees as you reach back with your left foot and let a little bit more weight come up onto your left hand, you might find you can actually bring yourself up to sitting. And if you didn't come up, that's okay. Usually it takes most of the lesson for people to figure that out, so don't worry if you didn't. Just any old way you can bring yourself up to sitting, push with your arms, bring yourself up to sitting. So your feet are pointing to the left, your knees are pointing to the right. Have your hands on either side of your right knee and just start to slide your right arm long, 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 folding forwards until your ear rests on your arm and then your head rolls back. Your left arm trails above your head on the floor and bring your left knee in a big arc in towards your chest and up over your chest and your right knee comes up and you end up lying on your back with your knees over your chest and your two arms out at the side. And then roll to the right, let your left arm trail over your head to the right, end up with your weight on your left hand, your nose pointing down, reach back with your left hand, let your nose trail along that rainbow arc and end up sitting. You can use your hands to help you to come up to side sitting. And then start to slide your right hand long, your nose comes down to kiss your knee, your head is down. Your head comes onto the back of your head, comes onto the floor. Bring your left knee in towards your chest in a big arc as your left hand trails above your head. Then your right knee comes up and you end up lying on your back. And then reverse that to bring yourself up to sitting. Everything rolls to the right. Your nose looks down to the floor. Your left foot reaches back. You can push through the left hand, push through the right thigh, and you come up to sitting. slowly slide your right hand all the way away from you. So your ear is on that right arm and then the back of your head. Bring the left knee in a big arc towards your chest as you trail your left arm up above you on the floor. Then bring your right knee up and you end up on your back. And then have a rest. Rest with your legs long. Rest with your arms long. Now don't worry if you couldn't follow all of that or some bits of it felt very jerky or you had to do a lot of work. Don't worry, because as we go through this, it's all going to iron out. All the different bits are going to iron out. Well, we're starting to put all these pieces together now to a really clear example of a nice fluid movement of coming up to sitting. So just notice how it feels now. If anyone has any questions about that sequence, press 5 on your phone. Happy to answer them. But if not, just lying on your back, letting everything sit. Oh, I've just seen a question. Coming down, I want to slide both hands forward. Beautiful. That's another way to do it. Sometimes I teach it that way. So definitely, Jasmine's just suggested that. So if anyone finds it easier to slide both hands forward, please do. Some people find that that's too challenging, and so we keep the left hand there to help. You can do it either way. Great question. So now, on your back, use your frog legs movement to bring both knees up over your chest, have your arms out to the sides, and in one sweeping movement, trail your arm above your head on the floor, roll yourself to the side, let your nose smell the floor, reach back with your left foot and come all the way up to sitting in one movement. And then to come back down, slide one or both hands away from you, all the way down so your right armpit comes down towards the floor and then the back of your head, and then your left knee comes close to your chest to come up. Your hands trail above you on the floor. And you probably find you end up with your two arms over your head on the floor and your two knees above your chest on the in the air. And then just reverse that to go back up again. And just start to go from lying to sitting in this big arc at your own pace, nice and slowly. And what I want you to do is notice which parts of the movement do you get stuck in or feel a bit less coordinated or a bit jerky. And I want you to just go over that one little part. So instead of coming all the way up, stop at the point that it gets difficult and just go back and forth over that little section a few times. So it's like, could we make this movement reversible so that at any point we can stop and just go back and forth over that little section? And then keep going down and then go, okay, well, just now I'll iron out this little bit. I'll just go a bit up and a bit down. And I'll continue going all the way down. And then just before I get all the way, I'll come back a little bit. So you're just like doing the whole sequence, but you're ironing out the bits. So, for example, if you find that very last bit where you have to come up to side sitting difficult, just do that little bit. So come up and then go back down just a little bit and come back up. Go a little bit back down, and then maybe the next time go a little bit further until you've figured out that little bit. And then you can continue through to the rest of the movement. So it's just like everyone will have a different spot in the sequence that is challenging. And as you break it down, you'll start to find what is it that's challenging. Is it something to do with that left knee reaching back or coming in towards your chest? Is there something to do? Usually the main key is keeping the nose pointing down to the floor. So as much as possible during this movement, think of smelling the floor, kissing the floor. And then just let it go. Have a rest. Rest with your arms long. Rest with your legs long. Now we've done this whole movement coming up to one side. But because we're working with the brain, we can quite quickly transfer this information across to the other side without having to go through it in so much detail. So bring your arms out to the side, shoulder height. Bring your knees up over your chest like a frog and have them about shoulder width apart. Now, in your imagination, imagine trailing your right arm up over your head or taking it across your chest as you roll to lie on your right side and going a little bit further till you have some weight resting on that right hand. Imagine your nose making an arc towards your left knee as your right foot reaches back behind you and the weight comes onto your right hand, and then you press through the hand and the left thigh and you come up to sitting. I just want you to imagine that a few times. Imagine that Your right hand trails above you on the floor. You roll to your left side. You end up with weight on your right hand. As you're looking down, you start to smell along that rainbow arc as you reach back with your right foot. Then you can use your hand, your left thigh, to bring you up. Once you've got that really clear sequence in your imagination, I want you to actually go ahead and try it in real life. So rolling to the left, your right hand trails along the floor. You come to lying on your left side with a bit of weight on that right hand, your nose pointing down. You just smell along the floor as you reach back behind you with that right leg. And you might need to use your hands as well as your left thigh the first time just to help you come up to sitting. And then once you're in sitting, pause. And I want you to sit with your feet to the right, your knees to the left in this side sitting position. Let's just start to play with this in reverse now. We're going to do this in real life, not in imagination. So you can start to slide your left hand a little bit long in front of you. You can use your right hand for support if you like, feeling your weight come down over that left hip, letting the top of your head come down. And to come back up, think of using your left thigh to press into the floor, extend your right buttock back towards the floor, and you come up. You might like to start playing with sliding both hands, if that feels comfortable for you. Thinking of letting your head come down as if you want to kiss your knee. That's the key to this. The nose coming close to the floor is the key. And to come back up, you always think of pressing that left thigh into the floor to sit your right buttock back, and that brings you up. And then go down a little bit further as if you want to take your left armpit to the floor and then your left ear to rest on that arm. And then your head can go back just a little bit towards the floor and then reverse it and come back up. Notice how you can use that left thigh, your pelvis, your right buttock to bring you up. And then slowly sliding your hands long again. The left armpit comes to the floor. Your left ear comes onto your left arm. You start to roll back a little bit and already start to think about bringing your right knee into your chest. That will take you all the way onto your back. Your right hand trails across the top of your head. And you end up on your back with your two knees in the air. Your two arms will probably be up above your head on the floor somewhere. If you've done it the other way, your right arm will be bent across the front of your chest. And then reverse that. Slowly roll to the left. The right, left, right arm trails across. You end up reaching back with that right foot as your nose trails down in the rainbow arc, and you end up all the way sitting up. And it's probably going to be clumsy the first few times on this side because we haven't done much on this side, so don't worry. Your brain will soon work it out. And then to come back down, you simply slide your hand or your hands long. Your nose comes down towards the floor. Your left armpit comes down towards the floor. Your head comes back as if you want to look up to the ceiling. Your right knee comes in an arc towards your chest. Your right arm trails above you. Your left knee comes up. And you end up with your two knees pointing up to the ceiling. And just start to go back and forth like this in this nice slow movement. The key is your nose kissing the floor. Your right leg reaching back to bring you up. And then to come down, the key is really thinking of bringing that right knee in towards your chest as you start to come up onto your back, to come down onto your back. Now, again, if you find a section of this that is difficult, instead of skipping that section, actually practice going over that section in both directions, from sitting and from lying. See if you can figure out what it is at that point that is challenging. Is it something about the head? Could the head be hanging down more? Is it something about using that thigh to push you up, the left thigh? Or is it something about on the way down bringing that right knee in an arc? Just use your own playing, like your little baby playing, trying to figure out this little part of the movement that's not as easy as the rest. And then let it go. Have a complete rest on your back. Now, the genius of this work that Moshe Feldenkrais invented is because we're working with the brain, usually we can completely dramatically improve a movement simply by resting. Because as we rest, our brain figures out all the little things it just learned and integrates them. And then when we come back to it, it's easier. So I've just had a comment from Jasmine on Skype saying, I seem to be using the left elbow to push up, don't seem to be able to overcome that. That's totally fine. At this stage in the lesson, I would expect most people to be pushing with their arms and their elbows. As the pelvis starts to learn how to do this movement, you're all going to find you're going to use your arms less and less. And that's the part we're going to come to now. So thanks for asking that, Jasmine, because I'm sure that's pretty common for most people. So it's totally fine at this point if you're pushing through your hands or using your elbows or whatever you can to help you come up. As we go on, it's really like a crucial moment happens in the lesson where the pelvis figures out how to do the movement and then suddenly the arms aren't needed. But at this point, we're needing the arms. So now, we're going to get to my favorite part of the lesson now. So lying on your back, bring your arms out at shoulder height. And also, some of you may notice that you find it much easier in one direction than the other, but maybe on one side you need to push a little bit more with your arms and the other side is easier. And that's just because one side is a little bit better organized than the other at this. And that's okay. Everyone's got an easier direction. So bring your knees up over your chest. Bring your arms. Maybe have your arms up above your head on the floor if that's possible for you. Now, we're going to go round to the right this time. So you're going to roll to the right, come all the way up to sitting. And then you're going to come back down, slide your two hands long all the way. Armpit comes to the floor, your left knee comes in a big arc. Come all the way onto your back and then keep rolling to the left and come up to the left. Notice what's different. I'm doing this movement in a very small bit of space and I keep bumping into things, so it's quite amusing. So hopefully those of you doing this have much bigger room to roll around in. And then once you're up inside sitting, slide your hands all the way back down. Your left armpit comes to the floor. Your right knee comes up in a big arc and you end up on your back. And then keep rolling to the right. Come all the way up to the right. And then roll down. Slide your hands long. Your right armpit comes to the floor. The back of your head comes to the floor. Your left knee comes in a big arc. Your left arm trails over your head. Keep going all the way to the right, to the left, and come up to the left. Now I want you to start going from side to side like this, but a little bit faster. A little bit faster. And the key to doing it faster is letting your head just hang down as much as possible. Just start to go faster and faster, like a spinning top. And this is where you start to feel how all that needs to happen is your pelvis makes this whirling movement like a spinning top or like a dreidel. And actually, let's just have a brief rest and then we'll come back to this. I hope some of you doing this have a nice large space to roll around in, because if you do, this can be the most fun thing ever. Just, we're going to improve it another 50% just by taking a rest. So just resting with your legs long, your arms long. And even if you're finding the movement challenging, you may be noticing that your body is spread out on the floor differently, that you're contacting the floor differently. And then once again, bend your knees up over your chest in the frog legs movement. Bring your arms up above your head on the floor. And pick whichever direction you're going to roll to and just in one movement, whoop, all the way up. And then come all the way back down and continue to the other side. And now start to go faster and faster. Start to go as fast as you can, like a spinning top. So it's like up, and down, and then up, and down, and then up. And as you go faster and faster, some of you might notice that you could imagine your arms are just two long pieces of spaghetti. And it's really just your pelvis that's rolling in this great big wheel motion, or this great big arc. And your arms just happen to be coming along like pieces of spaghetti. So once you let your arms go really, really limp and floppy, and just think of rolling your pelvis around like a spinning top, and some of you might find eventually you might not even want to press with your arms. It might all be happening just from the rolling of the pelvis. And then pause, have another little rest. Just going to take a question from Teresa while you're resting, because we're almost at the end of the lesson. Teresa, darling, you have a mic.
Oh, just before you did this last one about, you know, getting up and down quickly, I was feeling really giddy and a bit nauseous. And so I just rested through the part there.
Good. No, that's really good. I'm glad you brought that up. So just rest. That's absolutely fine.
Low blood pressure at the best of times, so I don't get up and down pretty quickly.
No. Just keep doing it slowly. I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks for that. So I'll say that to other people listening. If you find that you're getting a little bit dizzy, don't worry about it. Just take a rest. Do the rest of the lesson in the imagination. I'm really glad Teresa brought it up. I should have said that. And you can always come back to the lesson and do it in your own pace, much slower. You'll find eventually, once your body's assimilated all this information, because we've completely reorganized your entire movement pattern here, that's the main reason why people get dizzy, and also because there's a lot of stuff being required of your inner ear in this movement. That's why the real key is to keep the head down. A lot of us don't keep the head down. It makes it even more challenging in terms of dizziness. So just notice, if you're getting dizzy, is it okay to let yourself rest? No one's watching you. No one cares what you do. So just allow yourself to rest. I've just got another question coming in from Jasmine before we finish up. Oh, she's just noticed that the bottom of her neck is a bit tender on each side and she has a long neck. That's interesting. It may be that your neck has been tender the whole time and now you can sense it, or it may be that you've just done a little bit of work in the lesson, because usually in the beginning most people tend to hold their head up a lot. It's really only towards the end we tend to actually let the head go. So, you know, the lesson might have just stirred that up a little bit from that. It requires a lot of the neck, so that's okay. That's good that you have a nice long neck. So those of you who feel like doing this one last time, bring your knees up over your chest, bring your arms long above you on the floor, and just have one last play with rolling to one side and rolling back down, letting your arms just be these long pieces of spaghetti, and feel how it's all just about the pelvis rolling like a top. Down, the nose hangs down at all times. Very, very nice. And then leave it, end up on your back, just resting, legs long, arms long, and just notice now, how does your body contact the floor? So even if you found the movement sequence challenging, or it made you dizzy, or found it difficult, or you couldn't come up and down, that's okay, because just the fact of doing it so gently, and all the different components, and all the different things your body had to learn in order to do what we did, you'll probably find that your whole posture has changed, and that that's reflected in how you're lying on the floor now. So just notice now which parts of you are heavier, which parts of you are lighter. How is your body distributed on the floor? Now I'm going to ask you something a bit mean. I'm going to ask you in a minute to come up to sitting the way you did at the start of the lesson. So just go ahead and notice how much work that is. How many separate movements, how much work it requires using your arm, your abdominals, and notice what it's like to come back down again. Horrible. And then rest on your back. And now, just any old way, just think of rolling to the side, whichever side you like, and coming up to sitting. You don't have to bring the knees up over your chest, just a simple movement. And then come back down again. You might find that was easier. And now let's do the full movement of bringing your knees up over your chest, having your arms above your head. Pick whichever direction you like. You just come up to sitting in one nice movement. And you might find that that, even if you haven't yet really got the movement very fluid, you may still find that even a jerky version of that is still much easier than the traditional way we come up to sitting. And I promise you that if you do this lesson again in 2 or 3 days or a week from now even, or even tomorrow, you will be doing this so smoothly and effortlessly, because I just found like the more I did it, the easier it got. So even to just come back for a few minutes tomorrow, you don't even have to do the whole lesson again. Just come back to that rolling movement at the end. You'll find it will get easier and easier. And eventually you'll just pop up to sitting and pop back down. And now slowly bring yourself up to standing. And let's see what this has done for the organization of the entire body. Just noticing now your weight on your 2 feet. How do you feel standing on your feet? Do you feel more sturdy or less sturdy? Notice the length of your spine, how tall, how short you feel, how wide, how narrow. And then open your eyes and go for a little walk around the room. Just noticing how much slinkier do you feel now? How much freedom? How much fluidity? What else has changed for you? Where are you on the slinkometer now out of 10, if you had a score? And now, just as we finish off, I'll just see there's only a few people on the call, but if any of you have a comment or anything you'd like to share about that lesson, I think that's one of my favourite lessons of all time. I absolutely love it. So if any of you have anything to share about what you learned or what changed for you or if you enjoyed the movement or found it challenging, press 1 and I'll pass you the mic. I know some of you don't have microphones who are on the call. Just seeing a message come in from Jasmine over Skype. She said she's gone from 4 to 6 at least and feels like her pelvis has had a major massage. That's nice. Yeah, and you'll find if you do it again the next day, it'll go from 6 to 7 or 6 to 8. And a few days from now, you'll be doing it and you'll be like, slinky, slinky, like a piece of string. All right, so I'm just curious to see those of you who did this lesson who found it easier to come up to sitting at the end in this new way compared to the way you did at the start of the lesson. So if you found it easy to come up to sitting in this new way, press 1 on your phone or your keypad. I'm just curious to see that. Oh, I'm seeing lots of ones. Yeah, pretty much all ones. If you found it harder to come up to sitting, press 2. Seeing all ones, that's good, except for Haley. Okay, well, Haley, I hope you're okay. Press, if you need to, I'm just going to ask you, actually. Haley, I'm giving you the mic. Do you have a mic?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, then. I just found the way I normally get up to sitting, it's kind of a bit of a smaller pelvis roll than the one we were doing in the lesson. So that kind of got easier, but my way was still easier than rolling all the way to the side, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and there are quite a few different versions of this lesson which require rolling your pelvis, so I'm happy that you do it your way as long as it's a roly-poly way rather than a coming straight up through the middle. Because what you've done a lot of Feldenkrais, so you're already doing it a sort of intelligent way, but what most people do, including myself when I started this work, is just push themselves straight up through the middle, or roll to the side and just push themselves up with their hands. They don't use their pelvis. So I'm really glad that you found a way that's even easier, because there are quite a few versions of this. So that's good.
Excellent. It brought my attention to it.
Yeah, good. That's beautiful. All right, wonderful. All right, everybody. I'm going to sign off now and just say, please play with that lesson a lot. It's one of the most useful ones you'll ever do, because it, A, frees up your pelvis, and B, it just gives you a really lovely way to come up to sitting. And down the track, if I teach more of these classes, I'll teach you some other ways of coming up that are less dramatic than that one. That's a big dramatic one with the knees up over the chest, but it's just such a fun one to roll around in a big circle. I also recommend when you do the lesson again, I left this bit out today, when you get to the end and you're just rolling really fast from side to side, just pretend you're a little baby and giggle and laugh and play with it. It can be such a fun movement. I just totally love it. Often I get people to wiggle their fingers around and laugh and giggle while they're doing it, and that just absolutely lightens the whole thing up and the body frees up even more. You can do that next time you do the lesson. All right, everybody, I'm going to sign off now and I will see you next week. I'm not sure yet what we're going to do. I'll see what comes to me during the week, but it'll be something delicious, I'm sure. All right, everybody, I'm just going to put you all on unmute so that everyone can say goodbye. All right, everybody, you're all on unmuted. Bye-bye.
Bye.